From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Saturday that Israel and Jordan had agreed on specific steps to help reduce violence and spiraling unrest between Israelis and Palestinians, including video monitoring at Jerusalem's most sacred site, known to Jews as the Temple Mount and to Muslims as Haram al-Sharif. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said that he welcomes more cooperation to secure the area.
Israel believes that those who visit or worship on the Temple Mount must be allowed to do so in peace, free from violence, from threats, from intimidation, and from provocations. We will continue to ensure access to the Temple Mount for peaceful worshipers and visitors while maintaining public order and security. We welcome increased coordination between the Israeli authorities and the Jordanian Waqf, including to ensure that visitors and worshipers demonstrate restraint and respect for the sanctity of the area.
The Jordanian foreign minister said the issues are complex, but that the parties involved could overcome what may be perceived as insurmountable difficulties. While talks to quell the unrest are underway, the broader talks aimed at establishing a Palestinian state alongside Israel remain stalled. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says Moscow wants Syria to prepare for parliamentary and presidential elections, and he indicated his government will take firm action if necessary to move that process forward. Speaking on Russian state TV on Saturday, Lavrov said the Kremlin is intensifying its drive to convert its increased clout with Damascus into a political settlement. Reacting to Lavrov's statement, the Free Syrian Army rebel fighter group said that Russia must stop bombing them before talking about helping them. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. In Ivory Coast, more than 6 million voters are expected to take part Sunday in the first round of the presidential election. As campaigning ended on Friday, another candidate pulled out of the race, claiming that conditions are unfair for anyone challenging the incumbent president, Alassane Ouattara. Emily Yobe reports from Abidjan.
Six contestants are now left trying to thwart incumbent president Alassane Ouattara's bid for a second term. Sunday's vote is seen as an important test for the country, following post-election violence 5 years ago that left at least 3,000 people dead. Here in Abidjan, the commercial capital, the State Electoral Commission has erected giant billboards exhorting everyone to vote. Some opposition candidates do not believe the elections will be free and fair. Former Prime Minister Charles Konan Bani pulled out of the race on Friday.
Les élections présidentielles qui sont censées se tenir.
He says the presidential election was tarnished by irregularities even before the first votes could be cast, and that this unfair process is what prompted him to withdraw. Results of Sunday's ballot are expected within 48 hours. Emily Yop for VOA News in Abidjan.
Pope Francis appeared on Saturday to criticize ultra-conservatives after bishops ended a three-week gathering that softened the church's doctrine on divorcees but maintained its strict line towards homosexuals. The 94-article document indicated that the assembly had decided to avoid overtly controversial language and seek consensus in order to avoid deadlock on the most sensitive topics. This leaves it up to the Pope to deal with the details.
265 Synod Fathers were present today for the final voting for the reading and the final voting this afternoon. Please keep in mind that the 94 paragraphs received two-thirds majority each paragraph. That is extremely significant. If I believe in miracles, I saw a miracle happen.
That's Father Thomas Rosica at a Vatican News conference following the release of the document. The Pope said church leaders should confront difficult issues, quote, fearlessly, without burying our heads in the sand. Four women suicide bombers blew themselves up near the Nigerian city of Maiduguri on Saturday. This after security guards challenged them and tried to carry out a search. Nigerian authorities said a fifth person was also killed and 10 others wounded by the blasts, which appeared to be the latest in a string of attacks by the Boko Haram Islamist extremist group. In Bangladesh, the Islamic State militant group has claimed responsibility for a series of blasts Saturday at a religious procession attended by thousands of Shiite Muslims in the capital. One boy was killed and dozens others wounded during the attack in Dhaka.
That's the latest world news from VOA.